So Poskin Yecheskel v'lov shu begodim acherim. So have a minute with Mashmas talking about the on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. He used to wear other begodim. V'lo yikatshu wear some of the begodim, and they weren't now makadosh the people with their begodim. So now my lav acherim means chashuv mehen. So it says now what Mashmas the afternoon the Kohen Gadol changed to put on the second time the big day lovin. And the Havminer is now v'lov shu begodim acherim. He put on another pair of begodim. So the Havminer is the second pair is more chashuv, more valuable than the first pair. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is mashma. The morning pair is more expensive than the afternoon pair. And here it's mashma v'lov shu begodim acherim. The Kohen Gadol put on another pair of begodim. And mashma will soon see why that the acherim, the second pair, is more expensive than the first one. So where it says, my lav acherim chashuv mehen, that the second pair is more chashuv than the first pair, that's the kashita mishnah. The Gemara answers, no poshid loy, acherim means pchusim mehen. True, the Kohen Gadol changed to put on a second time the big day lovin. It was a new ksainis, but the second ksainis was pchusim, was less valuable than the morning one. So there's no stira to our mishnah. So Rashi learns like this, meisvei, kasinim breisha, vode kasinim toni rav shmul, like we have the girsa. The what? Meisvei. V'lov shu begodim acherim. V'loi gasin of a korvu el asher lom. We don't bring down that posik. To who kro loi gave shirus ksiv. El agave begodim shochlu behen. V'lo yesh luk mu Yom Kippur. The other posik is not talking about Yom Kippur. Because that's talking about the yeit. El mehai kro moisiv. Ove tzei sama chotra chitzoyna. When they went out from the outside chotzer. V'yiko luk mu Yom Kippur. Yesid li el minei v'hoye v'voye ma'ashara chotra pnimis. It says it's talking about the Kohen Gadol goes to plan of dim. Lo yalo aleim tzemer, you should not wear wool. Elavad ab yom kippurim ksiv. Di b'shar yimer sashono, hoika mil de kulat chelis. As the pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to wear wool. Now that only goes on Yom Kippur, because the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol's begodim has wool in it. Because Eshtin's the meal has chelis, has wool. V'choshin v'yefo di yispei chelis also. It has wool. So the pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to wear wool. It means when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes to plan of dim. When they go outside, let them take it off. Then he puts back on again a second pair. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes back to take out the kafa machta, he has to again put on a second time the big day lovin. The pasuk says v'lovash big day bad acherim. He should put on now a second pair of big day bad. He cannot put back on the same pair or the same ksainis that he wore before, but he has to have a new ksainis now. The Torah doesn't say clearly about this. There's only halach l'moshim Sinai, more or less, about the Kohen Gadol has to wear a second pair on Yom Kippur. And he's been mitzvah on the krah. At the end of the pasuk says the am was not mekadesh. That's on something else. That when the Kohen Gadol later mixes together with the regular people, he puts on big day choil. But our core point is to this pasuk in Cheskel talking about on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol goes the second time the final of nim to take out the mach and the kaf and the machta, he has to put on a second pair of big day lovin, a second pair of ksainis. Now the havminer is that Gadol Macherim means they're more expensive. Trashi my lav acherim chashuv mehem. Di lav, if not for that, le'alinu lomli lemechtav acherim. The mashmas lo yiyil dem lo rishonim. Like, if not to say they're better, what does it have to say it for? That's the havamina. That begodim acherim means he's putting on better ones. Or I think or else the Ritva speaks out. There's always a svara malam b'kodesh v'lemaridin. You always have to go up higher. So the svara to say the second pier should be more expensive than the morning pier. Because it's like a malat, now you're going higher. So Gemara answers, "Lo, pchusim mehen." No, I'll tell you, begodim acherim means they're less; they're not as valuable as the morning one. I watch the hezba why. So Rashi explains, "Lefi shavoydor rishona chashuva umechaperis v'zu einu elu lefanes esamokim." That in the morning, when he went into the lefnai lefnim the first time, he went to bring the kavanas of the avodas hayom, and he brought the keteris then. So those things are being mechaper. So since in the morning he went into Bimachapar, that's a svar he has to have expensive ksainis. Mashenkin, later in the afternoon, we went back a second time, Lefnai Lefnim, that was only to take out the kaf and the machta of the k'teris, not to do it in Avoida, it was only to take out the shovel that he left there. Shein kovet shiyo munochim sham. It's not nice that you stay there. Lefikach shina kosim bebegodim lefchois. That's why the Torah is makbid, you should wear begodim chusim, because you're not doing such a big avodah now. The second time the Kohen Gadol went lefnayim lefnim, it was only to take out the kaf and the machta. It's not such a chosher avodah. Therefore, the avodah, therefore it should be done with begodim chusim, like our Mishnah says. Right, the Tani Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda. The Yamrlon, some say Ravu Shmuel, Bar Yehuda. The what? No, the Yamrlon, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda. That Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda said like this, that Achar Shekolso Avoidus Tzibur. After the Kohen finished doing the Avoidus Tzibur, could be going on Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finished doing all the Avoidus of the Korban Tzibur, he finished the Tomit Shel Bein Rabayim. Now, Koyin Shosa Soloi Imoi, Ksoinis, what's going to be if the Koyin's mother made for him like a private Ksoinis, made his own robe? Is Alocha Loiv Shah, he's allowed to wear it now, the Koyin? V'yoivit Bo, and he could do a type of an Avoider. What type of an Avoider? Avoidas Yochid. An Avoidas Yochid he could do with it, but not an Avoidas Fever. Hey, these Ksoinis that the mother of the Koyin made for her own son, so it's called Big Day Kodesh. He's allowed to do an avoda, but only avodas yochid. And the Mishnah ends off the brayso, ubavad shiyamasrenu tzibur. He's even to do an avodas yochid, he could only do it to kohen if the mother was moise gave over the value of the ksoinis to the tzibur. In other words, that's the locha. The big day kunam has to come from the tzibur. It can't be private begodim. So even if the private mother made her own son a beged, she has to have to give it over to the tzibur. Then he could use the l'shas avoda. And which avoida? An avoidas yochid. Let's see Rashi. What's called an avoidas yochid? Rashi avoidas yochid. Hoitzos kafu machta. That this avoida. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's doing now the kafu machta, he could wear a ksenit that his mother made for him. Shein etzrich letzibur. It's not such a big korban tzibur. It's not an avoidas tzibur here. El lefish shematelas olav lefanas esamokim lefika korolo avoidas yochid. Since it has to be done today, that's why it's called an avoidas yochid. That's where Rashi learns. Other mafreshim learn avodas yochid means like lav dafka and yom kippur. It means if you want to bring a private korban, if you want to bring your own private korban, also you're allowed to wear the begodim that your mother made for you. Avol bovach she must renu tzibur. The drashi the soif may avodas tziburhi. Like a korban taking out the kafu machta and yom kippur is the end like of the avodas of yom kippur. So it's still called an avodas of the tzibur. Therefore, you have to be makpid that your mother was moise gave over the begodim to the tzibur. Rashi kach mi rabbeinu. This is where I like pshat. Vani shemati heard another pshat that avodas yochid means mikra parsha, the laning the parsha. The Tanan will learn later in the Mishnah that kerav yistelis loven. The Kohen Gadol used to read on Yom Kippur wearing a loven, a yistelis loven, a white begodim, mishalai his own private. So to read the parsha in the Torah, that is allowed to do with his own private begodim. The kashli is the Rashi begavur. To loy tenan hosom ubavash yosrenu betzibur. Like there, it's a portion alocha b'shash yilein the Torah. It's not an avodas of the kabbonis. So pshit, you let it wear your own begodim, you wear your own private robe. And there, it doesn't say you have to give it over to the tzibur. Over here, it says clearly you have to give it over to the tzibur. So mashma, we're talking about still an avodah that has shaykes to the tzibur. So therefore, Rashi learns pshat that avodas yochid means. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to go Nochemol Lefnayim Lefnim to take out the Kafam Achta. That was called an Avodas Yochid. It wasn't that important. It wasn't really part of the Avodas Hayayim. Therefore, with a Malbush of a Yochid, you could also use. Now, you could use your own private Pagodim that your mother made for you. Now, the Miri speaks out, it depends how it is. If you make your own private Pagodim, right away you give it over to the Tzibur, before you use it at all. So then, mamish, it's a regular big day kuna, and you could do any avodah you want with it. Even avodah tzibur. Here we're talking about that first your mother made it for you, and you put it on. And now that you put it on, now they want to give it over to the tzibur. So since you are wearing it now, then we say you have to be careful, and you can't do an avodah tzibur, but rather then you can only do an avodah tziyochid. For the Gemara Pshita, avad like you have to give it over to the tzibur. Rashi pshita tiyoyvid bo has no kivon the yamrit moisul tzibla tzibrihi. Like Rashi forgets pshita that you're allowed to do an avoda with these begodim. Hey, since the din is you have to give it over to the tzibur, so it belongs to the tzibur. So it's like regular big day kuna. So Pshita, you can do the avoda with it. So Marin says, no, ma, the same I would have thought. Nechesh, let's be afraid. Shemelo yimasrenu yofa yofa. Maybe the mother will not give it over the right way. She won't have the right das in mind. She won't really mean to give it over. Like it's an expensive thing. She put a lot of work into it. So she doesn't want to give it away so fast. Really, really, she wants to keep it for herself. She's just saying, I'll give it away. But let's be afraid. Shemelo yimasrenu yofa yofa. Kamash malon. Then no, we're not afraid. Then the stomach, she gives it over the right way. Right. Omru olav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Paboy that Shosas Soloi Imoi Ksoinis Shomeyamona that he was a kohen and his mother made him Ksoinis a robe mamish worth 100 mona. The life shon he wore it. The oivid bo avoid this yochid and he didn't avoid this yochid like you're allowed to. The way Rashi learns it means taking out the kapha machta. Other mafreshim learn it means a korban yochid he could bring. Umasru l'tzibur. And his mother Taka was meister that begot him to the tzibur, so therefore it was kosher. Omru olav Rab Loza bar Chasam. It was said about Rab Loza bar Chasam, she'osa soloi imoi ksoinis. He was also a kohen. His mother made him a ksoinis. Mishtei rebuya. Mamish $20,000. $10,000. That's how expensive it was. And vaitev lohinichu ochiv akahanim l'loisho. But the other brothers, the kohanim, did not let him wear it. They held it wasn't a good enough ksainis. It wasn't good. Why not? Because the wool, the ksainis was so good, it was such a fine material that you could see through it. Since you could see through it, that's why they didn't let him wear it. Trashi mishtei riba mona. Yeah. The Gemara, umim mischazi, is it possible to say you could see through these begotten ksainis? V'omama, we learned before, that chutin kofol shisha, every thread that they used to make the sinus of the big dekuna was mamish twirled around, kuffled, folded over 6 times. So chur was a nice thick, chur was a thick material. So since it was a thick material, how could you say you could see through it? And the Gemara, Rabaya, kechamra b'mazga. It's like a moshel, you have a glass, even though it's a very thick glass, and you have wine inside, so the glass looks red. Like you could see through the glass, you could see the wine. Here also, even though it was a nice thick material, but through the thick material, you could see his body. Still, it was too much. You could see through him. It wasn't kosher. The holder wasn't good. Trashi Omar, Omar Mar Chutin Shabig Dekuna Kofel Shish LeKama Perik Boloi KeChamra B'Mazgo KiYain HaNiro MiChutz LeKlis Chuches. Just like wine that's seen through a glass clay. Even though the glass is very thick, here also the maestro was big deal oven here. It was made out of pishtin, the flax. It was like sharp, like glowing flax. The mamish through the flax, he could still see his basar. So therefore, they didn't let him use it. Tana Rabbonin, Oni v'Oshia v'Rosha, Boyin l'Din. This pasuk is going on. Losa Lovoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a din to an oni. An oni comes upstairs and they give him a din v'Bicheshvin to a poor person, or else v'Oshia, a rich person comes upstairs and they give you a din, or else v'Rosha, a Rosha comes upstairs. Is Boyin l'Din is l'Oni Oimrim Loi Mifnei Ma Loi Asakta V'Torah. So when a poor man comes upstairs, they're going to ask him, how come you didn't learn Torah? On the side, he didn't learn Torah. Is it Moimer? If the person's going to answer back, Oni Yisi, I was too poor. The Torah was on my side. I had too much business to take care of. I had to work hard to make my panosa. I didn't have money. I didn't inherit any money. I had to work hard. So Rashi learns, Rashi Yiloni Oimrim, Koimar, Imbo Bezdin Shalomalo, L'chayev aniyim ayidei hilul. In other words, by Bezdin Shomala, when they give you a din v'cheshbin, they're going to turn it back like we'll soon see because of hilul. V'yashirim ayidei Reb Elezer, utrudi ayetzer ayidei Yosef, yesh pischem pel l'baladin l'chayvim. There's a pischem pel like to have a right to m'chayv you upstairs, how come you still didn't learn Torah? So when the yoni, the poor person, comes upstairs and says, I was too busy making a panosa, is oimim loy, they tell back to you, Kulum oni, Faisa Yasim Hillel, were you poorer than Hillel? Omru Olav was said about Hillel, Omru olav al hilal azokin, shebechol yoyim v'yoyim, ho yoyser, he used to do business every single day, o mishtaker, and he used to work, make of a betarfik. He used to make this coin, trashi stela medina. That's how much money he would make every single day. Shulchati dina, very small amount. It was only a chati dina. Yeah. So chetzi of hoye noisin l'shem beis medrash, half of his paycheck he gave to the shomer, the watcher of the beis medrash. Right, and at that time they didn't let them come in free. You had to pay to get in. So he had to pay namash half his salary. He paid every single day to go into the beis medrash. The chetz of the other half, the panasos panosas anshe beisay, he spent for himself his panshe beisay. That's how poor he was. Now pamachas loy motzel his takim. One time he didn't have enough money. He didn't couldn't find business. He didn't. Other gemara something he was chop. He chose to chop down wood and sell the wood. One day he didn't find. He didn't make any money. And he didn't have any money. That the shomer didn't let him come into beis medrash. He didn't pay his bill to get in. They didn't let him come in. Is Allah? He went up to the roof. Venitlo climbed up there. The Yosheva Pieruba, and he sat on top on the window on top of the roof. That's where he sat. And in order to be able to hear the shir, they're going to give a shir today. So he wanted to hear the shir, learn Gemara. So he stood upstairs on the roof to listen in. They were the Rosh Shivas then. He came to listen to the Torah of Shemayev Avtalion. His Omer was said over, because Namash Friday. He used to give shir on Friday also. So Namash climbed up there on Friday. Namash in the middle of the winter. The Yoradol of Shelig Min HaShemayim. And the Abishter made it, and right now came down a lot of snow. Now, and Mamish, he got snowed in there. And he slept there. Friday night, Mamish, that's Friday night, he slept there. Slept in the snow on top of the Beis Medrash. Kisholom and Ashakra came the next morning. Omruloi Shemayel Avtalion. So Shemayel told Avtalion, Avtalion Achiv, Talion my brother. What's going on here? Bechol Yem Abayis Meir. Every day, the Beis Medrash night lit up. It's nice and lit light. From what? From the sun that came through the Aruba, through the skylight. So, Bahayoyim Ophel, and today it's dark. So how come there's no light coming in today? Shem Yoyim Amunin Ho, is it a cloudy day outside? So he sees so in Ayim, they both started to look upstairs, look at their window upstairs. V'rol Demusodim, and they saw, no, there was a body upstairs there. The Aruba, and on the window upstairs, there was a body there. Is Olus, they climbed up on top of the roof today on Shabbos. Omotsu olav rum sholosh amas shelig. Mamish three amas, like 6 feet of snow was on top of him. Got buried under 6 feet of snow. For a cool, they shoveled away the snow there. For yachitzu, and they washed him on Shabbos. V'sichu, they rubbed him down. For yeshivu k'neged amadura. He even made a fire for him on Shabbos, to put him next to the fire. Omru, they said, roll zelechalov as a Shabbos. It's Kedai to Mechala Shabbos, it's Kuch Nefesh. The guy was under 6 feet of snow overnight upstairs in the roof. It's a Kuznefeshus. That was the mice with Hillel HaZokin. So even though he was poor, still he went to learn Torah. And even though he didn't have money to get the Beis Medrash, he was mice and Nefesh to learn Torah. So anybody didn't have a taina, I didn't have enough time to learn. I was too busy, it's not such a good taina. Because you have to learn from Hillel. Vayta Osher, what's going to be the rich person? Oymerle, they'll tell the rich person, how come you didn't learn Torah? Is the mom of the usher, if the rich person is going to say, usher, I was very rich. I was very busy taking care of all my ownership, all my nechosim, all my property I had to take care of. I had no time to learn. Is Oymerle, so they said to him, were you more richer than Rabbi Elazar bar Chasam? He was a tremendous usher, we'll soon see, and he was a big masmid. So were you richer than him? Omru Olav was said like this, Rebbe Elazar ben Charsim, that Sheniach loy Aviv Elef Ayoris, his father left over for him a Yerusha, 1,000 cities he owned, for Yabosh on the dry land. Ukenegdom Elef Svinas Bayam, and connected that he owned 1,000 ships in the Yam, that's how rich he was. Ubechol Yoim V'Yoim, every single day, know what he did? Noitel Noach Shokemach. He puts a pitcher full of flour. Al Ksefi on his shoulders. O Mahalech Meir Leir. O Memdina Lemdina Lumei Torah. He travels from city to city, Medina Medina, not to take care of his panosim, not to take care of the property, but to go learn Torah. And the only tamamish he took with him a Noach Shokemach. That's what he had teeth, and he went to learn Torah. And Akrekach Pamachas, once it happened, that Motsu Avodav, his own avodim, his own slaves, met up with him. And the maestro was, the slaves didn't even know who he was. He was the master, but he was always learning Torah, so the slaves didn't know who the master was. So when the slaves met up with him, the also boy Angaria, the like grabbed them and said, Hetasi, we're going to make you work now to do avodah for our master, Reb Lezer ben Chasam. And didn't even realize he was him. Is Omru Lehen, so he said back to him, Bebakoshimikem, Hanichuni, leave me alone. V'yedach limdo Torah, I want to go learn Torah now, don't bother me to do no work now. Omru Lehen, they said back to him, Chaye Reb Lezer ben Chasam, Shem, no, they swore like in the name of Reb Lezer ben Chasam, Shem Anichin Oyscho, I'm not going to leave you alone. The pshat is why, because the main name of Loyholach Vero Oysan, because the whole time that he was the master, he never went to see his workmen. He never went to see them, so the workmen didn't even know who he was. So here it happened that a workman, the slave, mistaken him and thought he was somebody else, and that's how much of a masman he was. Eliyoshev Yasek Batera Kolayom Kolalailo. He was mama sitting and learned Torah the whole day and the whole night. So even if you're a big rusher, you have to take it, learn from Lazar Chasim, still to learn. Rashi says, Angaria, Avoides Saria. They want to take him to do public work. The Avoides Atzmoy Hoysa. It was not much work for he himself. Ve'ein Makirim Boy. They did not even realize that he was their master. Usvurim Shumiyosh Ve'yoris. They thought that the Blazer Mechasim was one of the people living in the cities, and the Blazer Mechasim owned the city, so they made him start to work for the Blazer Mechasim. Yeah, Shalai Shavoides Adoni Yoritz would tell us Aleim. Because they had to do work now for the master of the city. Who was the master of the city? Reb Lezer ben Chasam. But the workmen didn't even know who he was, so they more once cropped him and made him do work for them. Until finally he got his way out. So that's an usher. Vaita Rosha. Rosha means, doesn't mean Yamamish Rosha. It means you have a big Yetzara. You have a big taiva to do znus, and so Rosha. Omruloi. Mifnei Malaya Sakta B'Torah. How come you didn't learn Torah? Im Omer will say, No yo yisi, I was very pretty, I looked very nice. O Torah b'yitzri, since I looked so nice, I had a big Yetzirah, and he was bothering me to say the Yetzirah. He kept me busy with snus the whole time. I didn't have time to learn Torah. Is Omer Loi would tell this person, Kulum noha yisi mi Yosef, were you more beautiful than Yosef atzadik? Omer Olov, it was said, Al Yosef atzadik, that v'chol yoyim v'yoyim, hoysa eshes poitifara, Potifar mishtadlosai b'dvorim. Every single day she kept on talking to him, come and live with me. The godim shalav shaloi shachris lelav shaloi arvis. The same dress she wore in the morning to him, she didn't wear in the afternoon. She kept on trying to dress differently. The godim shalav shaloi arvis lelav shaloi shachris. And the same dress she wore at night, she didn't wear the next day. Omru loi, she said to him, Hashmi Ali, listen to me. Omar Loi said to her, Lav, I'm not going to listen to you. Yosef said, no, I'm not going to live with you. Omar Loi, she said to him, Hareni chavshtecho beveis asurim. I'm going to put you into jail if you don't live with me. Is Omar Loi, so Yosef gets back to him, to her, Hashem amati asur, I'm not afraid of you. You put me in jail, Hashem will take me out. Hareni kofefas kremasecho. I'm going to mamish fold you up and tie you down. So Yosef answered back, Hashem zoike kapufim. I'm not afraid of you. I'm going to make you blind, she said to him. So Yosef answered back, Hashem, I'm not afraid of you. So she gave Yosef mamish 1,000 kikre kesef, to that the Kadeshi, he should listen to her, to live with Lishka Betzlo, to live with her. So to live, to be with her. And he didn't want to listen to her. He did listen to her to live with her in this world. And Liu Simon means that he should not be in Gehenna because of that. It doesn't mean Liu Mabo. It means he would listen to her. He would have done this chet. He would have been in Gehenna. So he didn't want to be in Gehenna. So he didn't live with her in this world and he wasn't with her in the next world. And so it comes to out that even though he had a tremendous Yetzirah, still he fought the Yetzirah. So you see, no matter how big of a Yetzirah you have, still it's possible to fight him. So still you should have been a tzaddik and should have learned Torah. Nimsa comes out, Hillel Mechayiv Etzaniyim. If any person that's an Oni thinks he has a Ptur not to learn Torah, he has to learn from Hillel, not like that. Reb Lezer ben Charsum Mechayiv Etzashirim. No matter how rich you are, also still you have to learn Torah. Yosef Mechayiv Etzarashoyim. And Yosef has a time, whoever was a Russia that feels he has a big Yetzirah, he can't fight back, you have to know, no, it's possible to fight back. just like Yosef fought back. Mishnah Vayitzeh. Bo loy etzo poroi. So now the Kohen Gadol, after he put on his big day lovan, now he's going lefnai lefnim, now he's starting to do the avodas hayoyim. The avodas special of Yom Kippur, that's done lefnai lefnim with the big day lovan. So bo loy etzo poroi, he came near his par. Now poroi, where was his par standing? Poroi hayoyim made bein ulam lemizbeach. It was between the ulam and the mizbeach. Now when you come into the Beis HaMikdash, that you come in Mizruch side, you go into the Ezras Yisrael, you go into the Azorah, then further inside is the Mizbeach, and then in front of the Mizbeach, there's space there, and then in front of that is the Ulam. So his par was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Hayayimed ben Ulam le Mizbeach. Roisha, where was the head of the par? Le Dorim. The head of the par was facing Dorim side. That was to the left side, Dorim side. Opon of Lumarav. But just the face, they turned frontwards to Marav's side. They turned the face towards Marav, straight facing towards upwards. V'ha koyein the Kohen Gadol, oimed b'mizrach. We're standing backwards on Mizrach side. Upon of Lamarav, the Kohen Gadol was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was standing more on the east side, away from the par, facing Lamarav towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'soymech shtei yadav olav. And he put his two hands on top of his par, on top of his korban. Or mesvad, and used to say vidui. This is the vidui that the Kohen God used to say. Honor Hashem, please Hashem. Or visi, porshati, chotosti lofanecha. Like he's doing tshuva now. He's saying vidui, speaking out, he did chatoim. He did things willingly, not willingly. He did chotosti lofanecha. Ani uvesi, me and my whole family. Honor Hashem, please Hashem. Kapeno, forgive us. Liavoinois, lipshoim, lochatoim. Sheovisi v'sheposhati v'shechotos l'funecho ani yovesi kakosim b'teiros Moshe avdecho. Like it says in the Torah, it says ki v'yoyim azeh yichapur aleichem. That's what it said. Vidui, that today is the day of Kapurim. Hashem forgives. And Vayis says we have to do vidui in order to have Kapurim. So therefore, I'm saying now my vidui, they should be able to have my Kapurim. Rashi says Roish l'dorim upon of l'marim. Before it's b'gemara. Shoykim roish l'tzad eichel. They turned the animal's face towards the eichel. For kaboyi time, the Gemara will explain why. Amayle mukilo lehedya znovo lemizrach roish l'marim. Why didn't the animal face b'chlal that way? Let the zorim, the back of the animal, be towards mizrach, and the head facing towards marim. Like if you want the head to face to marim, why wasn't it that way? Why do you have to have the body the other way and just the head turned around towards mizrach? Towards Marav. That's the Gemara will explain. V'yakrein omi b'mizrach, achurav l'mizrach. And the back was towards Mizrach. His face was towards Marav. So he said the vidui, but the pasuk says, ki v'yoyim azeh yechapar lechem. V'hein oinem achurav, and everybody else answered after him, boruch shem kivoy machusil olam v'yad. That was the end of what they answered back in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the way they used to answer. No, I'll stop here. Yeah, we'll just see the mission again on the last Amid. Mission says again, Bolo Yetsu Poroi, now in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol came near his par, O Poroi Hoya Oimeid Ben Ulam Mizbeach. His par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Roishoi, the head of the par, Ledorim, was facing towards Dorim, Opon of Lamarv, but his head was turned rightwards towards Marv. So the animal was facing this way towards Dorim, and his head was turned over towards Marv. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'hakoyein oimeid b'mizrach, and the Kohen was standing on the east side of the animal, Opon of Lamarv, and the Kohen was facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards Marv, in back of the animal. V'soymech shtei yodav olov. And then he used to make the smicha, put his two hands on top of the animal, between the two coronas of the animal. Or misvaden would say vidui. The kacho yoyim, this is the way he used to say. Ono Hashem, we'll see in the Gemara why he said this nusach. Aba avisi. Avisi posh means the chatoim he did b'mezid. Poshati, that's the averis you did, b'merit, that's the bigger thing than mezid. Or chatosi is b'shoigig.
Lefonecho ani yobeisi onu Hashem kapenof v'gibos la'avoinois l'pshoyim l'chatoyim she'ovisi v'sheposhati v'shechatosi lefonecho. Ani yobeisi. Hakosu b'toras Moshe, it says in the Torah Moshe Avdechom, ki v'yoyim hazeh yichapar aleichem. V'ein oinu ma'achrov, you stand in the Beis HaMikdash, boruch Hashem k'voy ma'chusu l'olam v'ud. Now the Gemara will explain the whole Mishnah. The kids, so this is a little bit of the picture. That used to be the Mizbeach was over here, and the Ulam was facing further up here, and his par was on Dorim's, was on Sofen side, the par was. So we'll see here, the par was standing right around here. The par was, we'll see in the Gemara, usually Sofen is on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Sofen. Here we're saying the par was between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, a little bit further up. That's where the par was. The par was not directly straight across the right side of the Mizbeach, like usually that's called Sofen. Like a Kodesh Kodoshim, the Shechit is always B'tzofen. On the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. So usually you make the Shechita right over here. Now in Yom Kippur we brought the par a little bit further up, closer towards the Ulam. We'll see in the Gemara why we did that. But it was still on Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. It wasn't right on top of the Mizbeach. It was still on the right of the Mizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Just a little bit further up between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. That's where his par was. And his par was facing this way. Just the head was facing upwards towards the Marv. His head was facing upway, but his body was straight across. And the Kohen Gadol was standing over here, underneath, below the Korban, facing the Marv, and here, right over here, we make the Smicha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Gemara says, now, Man Shah,